Mike, and Mike, as Aaron said, sent us a text, and he's stuck in traffic. We said start without him, and I trust he will be here. Eddie?
Yep.
I'm going to introduce yourself. I'm not sure of your last name, and tell us where you go to school and things like that.
My name is Eddie Carando. I'm 16 years old. I go to Westocia Central High School, and next year I'll be a junior.
Next year you'll be a senior?
A junior.
And today was the last day of school?
Yeah.
Lucky you.
See that big smile on his face?
And the other members of the committee are Supervisor Goebel, Supervisor Ressler, Decker, and I'm Doug Noble, and the staff. Maybe they can introduce themselves. I know Chris, but
I'm Chris Mason, the Director of Public Works and Development Services.
I was on vacation, so I didn't get to meet you last month. I'm Barb Larson, and I'm the horticulture educator.
I'm Amy Grile, and I'm the community natural resource and economic development educator.
We know you.
Carmelo Davila, youth development educator.
And I'm Donna Zerobi, the support staff.
Teddy Winnett, director.
Okay. The next thing on the agenda is the certification of compliance with Wisconsin Open Meetings Law.
And we are. The meeting was posted on May 29th and again on June 3rd.
Okay. And then it doesn't say citizens' comments, but are there any citizens' comments or anybody from the citizens that would like to speak? Seeing none, the feature program update on All-American Selections Garden.
Yeah, I'm going to turn it over to Jeannie and Barb to talk about the garden here at the Kenosha County Center.
Okay. Do you want me to
get
this turn? Sure, if you
want to.
Okay. So it's probably been 5-6 years ago at least. A lot of the landscaping here was getting a little overgrown, especially that raised bed in the front. And I'm a garden writer, which is a national association. And as a garden writer, companies like to send garden writers plants for free to trial. So I went, maybe we can find some place that we can use them here at the Kenosha County Center so that the public can use them and see them and be able to evaluate these plants too. So the Master Gardener volunteers and I started with just the raised bed in the front, at the front entrance, and also just a little bit on the north side of the building, and started putting some of these demonstration plants in, looked at trying to show different ways of gardening. We tried to incorporate a few edible plants into the landscape and other kinds of things to make it educational, interesting things that people would notice, and they were all signed, and we've had a very good group of Master Garden volunteers that have worked with us for several years. Last year, when Jeannie joined us, she came up with some additional ideas, so I'll turn it over to Jeannie here.
Okay. Like Barb said, her goal was to have more of an edible type of landscape that homeowners could come and look at to see how they could actually do that in their own yards, because the trend in national gardening, like the National Gardening Association, National Gardening Bureau, we're seeing more and more people trying to implement gardens that are going to help them be more sustainable and going green. So they did a survey and collected data, and from the 2008 to 2013, they went ahead and took a lot of different data on garden trends within homeowners throughout the United States. And now it's actually 1 in 3 households now actually have food gardens, which is like quite a few. I mean, if you think of yourself, do you have a home garden or not? Yeah, you know. Some people do, some people do not. They also found that people have spent a lot more. We went from $2.5 billion in 2008. That's what people spent in the United States on food gardening, and now we're up to $3.5 billion in 2013. So we're seeing this trend. And so as extension educators, we see that people are asking us, how can I incorporate some more edibles into my gardens? So I took Barb's idea, along with Patty Nagai, who is our Racine County cohort, and she also talked about AAS selections at one of our Master Gardener meetings. And so one of the Master Gardeners who's very instrumental in the garden here at the KCC, and I kind of talked a little bit about how we could maybe incorporate some edibles. So I was thinking over like Christmas vacation, thinking, what should I be doing, what should I be doing? And I read about AAS selections and how we could actually maybe become a display garden. So that is what kind of got us deciding to do this. Barb and Patty's ideas, putting them together, and I thought, well, we might as well try. So I went ahead and I did all the paperwork, sent it off to the national board for the All-American selections. And they told us in January that we had actually been selected, the Kenosha County Center. There's eight now. There was only seven of these gardens in the state of Wisconsin, now there's eight. And we're the only one in a municipality. All the other ones are at research stations or at botanical gardens or high schools or something like that. And the All-American selections, basically what it is there's so many plants that get introduced year after year after year, and people never know, what should I be growing? So the AAS selections actually have trialed a lot of these different plants, and then after they trial them and say, oh, this is a really good improved variety, why don't we go ahead and try growing them? That's when we come in with the display gardens and we actually grow them, so people can come and actually see how they're growing. So that's the whole basis of this. So we're trying to get more homeowners to see that, yeah, this is a good green pepper. This is the type you should be growing. So we went ahead and we got all the paperwork going. We talked with different county agencies. The parks got involved. Our maintenance here at KCC got involved. We tried to get some of the landscapers involved. And that's the reason I made this little pamphlet. You can take one if you'd like. It's a little outdated now because we're way past some of this. Because the Landscape Contractors Association of Wisconsin are kind of going through a little bit of reformatting. So they're having some issues right now with trying to help people out. They're trying to get their roots established again. So nevertheless, I had a couple of them actually contact me and say, well, we'd like to help, but not at this time of year, maybe later on in the year. So that's what we're going to wait on them for that. But what you'll ever see when you see the All-American selections, you'll see something like this, the AAS, and that means that's a good thing, that this is a plant that's actually been trialed, ready to go. You see them, you know, in magazines, you know, they're very, very well promoted. And then when we go outside to our tour, you're going to see that they actually supply us with the signs for all of the All-American selections that they wanted us to actually grow. So that's what we went ahead and made some raised beds because the soil here at our garden is not so good. And I'm going to show you the differences in how we actually made some of these beds and the reasoning behind how we made some of the beds. And hopefully you'll get a better idea of why we did what we did. And we're trying to make it user-friendly. We're in the process of making like a little handout if someone would come in and say, well, I see you've got these all signed like this, but can you tell me a little bit about this vinca? I don't know, how big does it get? Does it spread? You know, is it for sun? Is it for shade? So we're working on that. I got some master gardeners helping me out with that. And so that'll be coming as soon as we get more of the plants growing. The weather has not always been cooperative, kind of like today. But we're to the point now that I'm happy to say that, you know, I'm inviting people to come now. Last week, not so sure. If you came out here, you would have went, oh boy, what's going on out here? But it's really taken shape, and the Master Gardeners are doing an excellent job. We have a core group of about eight that come every week. And if they're not weeding, they're out there planting, or they're out there helping me get the grass removed. And you know, like I said, the Parks Department helped us out with soil. And maintenance helped us get the compost, and they helped us remove the sod and put down the wood chips. And so it's been, you know, really good collaboration and coordination. And hopefully you'll see that when we go out there and tour. So I don't know if you want to do the tour now, or if you want to do the... Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. Okay. Yep.
All right, just so you know, there was 2.5 inches of rain out there today, so it's a little soggy.
Gary Slaggy.
I brought a jacket, I knew it was going to be cold.
No, we're having a field trip.
I didn't say anything.
My dad would come in.
So, do you have any other questions or anything about the garden?
Looks good.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was going to say, you've seen it, what, a year ago, 2 years ago?
I know you said you had someone to take the vegetables and produce, but are you going to sample it at one extension meeting? I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, that's fine. That's a great idea. We can
that is
a great idea. To show the difference between the tomatoes. Yeah. You know, a tomato's a tomato until you cut into it. Yeah.
That's the deciding factor, isn't it? It can look as good as it wants on that vine, but until we actually taste the flavor. No, that's good. Yeah, the nutrition educators are doing a presentation in August for us, so we'll see what we can do about making it a delicacy of the garden. So it's good.
So. All right. Thank you very much. That's quite informative. I guess then the educator program updates?
The Wisconsin Associated County. Yeah, no worries. I sent all of you the document, the attachment, but in case you want to see it again, here it is, but don't take the paper if you don't want it. I'll have other uses for it. I mentioned this at the last meeting, just letting you know that as a member of the Extension Committee here in Kenosha County, or the PDEC Committee, you are automatically a member of the statewide organization known as WASAC. We affectionately call it WASAC, all those initials. The Wisconsin Associated Extension, County Extension Committees Organization, or INC. And they hold an annual meeting in June each year. And they financially support county board supervisors to attend a public policy conference in the spring in Washington, D.C. It's called the Public Issues Leadership Development Conference. And that conference provides an opportunity for county board supervisors to have conversations with federal legislators on the Capitol Hill. So they'll make visits with congressmen and senators with an opportunity to talk about what's going on in their counties in UW, in cooperative extension across the country. Obviously in Wisconsin, we talk about UW extension. So just wanted you all to be aware of that, have a little bit of background. As an organization, you pay the $50 dues that comes out of our budget, and you'll be getting their mailings and just what you need, more email, right? More newsletters, pieces of information, but that's what WASAC will stand for and what you see in your email box. Okay.
Questions on that? Educator program updates?
Yeah. I'm gonna since we're kind of finishing up with the horticulture part, we have Master Gardener volunteers who've received some extra training in order to answer gardening questions. And you all had a lot of gardening questions when we were out there. They are, yes,
I'm sorry, I was curious. How many Master
Gardener volunteers do we have?
Yeah.
So the Master Gardener Volunteer Program is a two-county program with Racine County. And between the two counties, we have over 200 volunteers. And they volunteer across county lines. We tell them that's invisible, so it doesn't make any difference whether which county they're a resident in. They can volunteer on whatever projects on their side. So. And we do training once a year in the fall. And you'll hear more about that later on. We do have Master Gardeners here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings to answer home gardening questions. And I kind of back them up and advise them and give them support as needed. So always feel free. You're welcome to contact them, or also any of your constituents are also welcome to give us a call. This also includes, we have Master Gardeners at Harbor Marketplace on the second and fourth Saturdays of every month answering questions. There will also be out at the Kenosha County Fair. And on the back of here are some of our online resources too. So we have a lot of fact sheets and small publications and that kind of thing that way. So I just wanted to make you aware of that too. Thank you.
Okay, I just wanted to share some of the data on our countywide hazardous waste recycling event. We finally got some figures on how it went and compared to last year. I'll share a little bit of that. This is just a little publication I put together connecting the event to some of our comprehensive plan goals and objectives. So some of the things we set out in our plan were met with our event that we just had. And I think it's a nice way to connect. We had over 450 vehicles go through the event. So it's a nice way of connecting people that generally don't necessarily interact with county government to find an essential service provided here. So we had over 29,000 pounds of electronic and refrigerant waste. Refrigerant is anything with Freon, so refrigerators and freezers and those sorts of things. And then hazardous waste, you'll see the pounds and gallons there. We actually, last year, we didn't have the electronics and refrigerant collection at all. So this is our benchmark for next year, 29,000. But for our household hazardous waste last year, totaled just over 13,000. So we promoted it better and we got a greater turnout. So. I also have on this a couple resources in that first blue hyperlink. That's a resource that you can find private sector recycling firms and connect with, you know, different recycling services in the community year round, so you don't have to wait for the annual events. And then also a short video on what you can learn about your electronics after they're collected and how they break them down and recycle, which is really interesting from the DNR. So. That's just a little bit of information if you're interested, so thank you.
Good afternoon. Recently we have our with the Youth Resources Board met to elect the new members. We finally have chosen, you know, the new members that will be part of the Youth Resources. We also convened to set a meeting of September to do an orientation and to start working for the next fiscal year, you know, on the projects. Youth of Resources is a program that places youth in a board, and this board get to evaluate proposals for service projects, you know, community service projects, and from youth. So it's a great opportunity to allow young members to engage in community service, but also on, you know, assuming leadership in terms of assigning funds, you know, to these projects. We also have the 4-H summer camp this weekend, starting Friday until Sunday, and this is a great opportunity for 4-H members to, you know, to meet new members from other clubs and to get together and do fun and educational activities. We used to hold these summer camps in Open Woods in Wisconsin Dells, but we realized that many of our families have some difficulties making plans to, you know, to be there, and so we or 4-H assistant, program assistant Bethany Source managed to do an agreement with the YMCA in Burlington, and last year we have our first summer camp, and it was very successful. We tripled the amount of participants, and this year we're going in the same track. So I think there's an average of 30-something youth enrolled for this summer camp. So far it's looking good, and we're hoping to expand participation in the next year.
Sorry.
Are you for that meeting starts at 7 o'clock?
Oh, okay.
In the hearing room, no worries.
Okay.
Okay, I bet that's the one you want.
All right, thank you. Is there any other?
Me next, I guess. I can give my director updates. I am so delighted to announce that Terry Ward will begin on Monday as our new Racine Kenosha Nutrition Education Program Administrator. This is the position that provides the administrative oversight for our nutrition education staff and program. It's a two-county program. They are housed physically in the building that was once Western Publishing in Racine. Next Generation Now is the childcare facility now. Terry plans to attend this meeting on an approximately every other month basis, so you'll get to meet Terry. I also can announce that we're this close to getting the paperwork done for our interim agricultural educator, and that individual we hope starts July 1. And that person will work until December 31st. That's when Rose Scora's leave will be completed, and we'll make a decision at that point if Rose is going to return, or she'll let us know. I also want to tell you that Leadership Kenosha graduated 21 participants last month, and Amy was one of the graduates. It's a 9-month leadership development program that we facilitate in collaboration with the Kenosha Area Chamber of Commerce. And each of the participants are divided into teams, and they work on community projects. And I'm proud to say that Amy's team was the winning project of the year, team project of the year. So why don't you tell them what your project was?
Well, we were a group of four ladies. We went by the name Women in Motion because we were working with a kind of shifty partner at the Frank Neighborhood Project, which is an after-school program at Frank Elementary. So we partnered with them to bring a group of youth out of their kind of everyday environment over to Parkside and interact with the basketball coach there, tour the campus, use the computer lab, and do some career exploration of sorts. And then once we knew kind of what their interests were for careers, then we brought in at the second session some different people that actually work in those careers from the community so that they could talk and ask questions about how do you get into that job and what does it pay and all those burning questions. So it was a ton of fun, and we're going to stay in touch with that group of youth and see a lasting partnership between Parkside's my basketball coach and Frank Neighborhood Project after school program that's all about basketball. They play at the Y, and they're very, very enthusiastic about becoming pro basketball players. So.
And no surprise they convinced Amy to go out on the court and play. Lastly, I just want to mention, and this is for Eddie, but also for all supervisors, the Youth and Governance Bus Tour will be June 25th. And all supervisors will be invited to attend, but we extend a special invitation to new County Board supervisors to join us because, well, Supervisor Sklitsky, you've been on the tour as a new supervisor. Was it helpful?
Oh, it was outstanding, yeah. I mean, it gives you a sense of all the things that county government is involved in, or where things are at, who to talk to, can ask questions, burning questions about, you know, how is this, and how, you know, you get to see, for instance, the practice range for the sheriffs, the 911 mm-hmm. center. You get to Brookside, we had lunch there, so it's very, very informative and worthwhile. I definitely recommend it.
Thanks. So I'll be sending those invitations soon. I'm just finalizing the nuances of the schedule. You can imagine what a nightmare this is to get all the departments want you to come visit them, but there's only so many hours in the day, and herding everybody on the bus and off the bus, and we make it work. So I will send an agenda as soon as that gets finished for everybody to be a part of that.
Do you send it to all the supervisors?
I do, yeah, absolutely. All supervisors are welcome. That would be
I think last year you had pretty good attendance, didn't you?
No, actually last year was our worst attendance.
Was it?
It was.
There was one year where you were kind of like, you existing supervisors don't need to go. You don't have room.
Yeah, no, it'll,
okay.
and it's now mandatory for all the youth and governance members, so we know 14 seats on the bus are already taken, because we know that. So then we'll fill it up just from there, and we contract with Kenosha Achievement Center for their bus. So, and thanks to the County Board Chairman for footing the bill for the bus. That's a bonus to be able to pay for that transportation. So. Okay. Supervisor Decker's also been on the tour a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I like that. You've also gone.
Very good.
Thanks. Good testimonies. Okay, that's all I have.
Okay. So So motion to adjourn so that we can...
You can't motion to adjourn, but you can motion to recess and to reconvene in the other room.
Motion to recess and reconvene at 7 o'clock.
So moved.
Motion by Supervisor Skulski, second by Supervisor Retzlaff. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. In the other room, those are coming.
Thanks, everybody.
Carmelo
first gun. I don't remember his last name.
Oh, I got it.
No, it's much longer.